I don't know. Hey, you know who's here? Jason Ellis. I got a bunch of stuff to get to, but I do want to say hi to Jason. Jason works here at SiriusXM. I just said to Gary, how do I know Jason? I mean, like, what did he do to get famous? And he goes, he's a skateboarder. So that's how
you forget.
I do. Like, I'm like, well, I know he announces here, but how did he even get a show?
Yeah.
He's a skateboarder, but then he's like a daredevil. He's kind of a wild guy.
Well, skateboarders are daredevils.
Yeah, well, it seems like guys who skateboard also, like, beat the shit out of each other. And...
yeah, it's that whole lifestyle. Yeah.
Adrenaline junkie.
Hey, Jason. What is it with skateboarders? Like, it seems to be a lifestyle not only about skateboarding, but it also seems to be a lifestyle of... You need the mic on there.
I know.
He's just dusting.
Why the cap?
It's a style thing.
Does it make it too hot for you? The wool
itch? It's cold in New York. What are you talking about? It's freezing here.
But doesn't the hat make your head itch? You have a shaved head, right?
Yeah. I'm a hat guy because I don't have any hair.
What, are you bald?
I'm just going to walk in here.
You shave your head?
I have to.
Because you're bald?
Yeah.
You don't want to have like a ring of hair around the back?
I don't have a ring. Look, I haven't shaved it for a couple of days.
Let me see. Yeah, it looks good. It looks cool. What's the big scar on the top of your head?
Oh, that's my beanie maker scar. I got a scar on the right on the back.
What happened to you? What happened?
I've got a scar right on the very back of my head because I was at a Christmas party. I used to work for my dad's electronics store, Ellistronics,
yeah,
legendary computer store. And I drank a lot, and I went to go take a piss in the bushes because we were having a Christmas barbecue next to the lake.
Yeah,
and it was dark, and I was walking in the bushes, and I accidentally stepped off a ledge, rolled down the cliff, and then smacked the back of my head on a rock, and I was out. And then I woke up, and I was like, Jason! And I'm like, what? Where the fuck am I? And then I felt, because I had long hair back then, and it cracked my head open.
But I guess it kind of goes in line with what I'm saying. Like, you remind me of some of the Jackass guys. Like, you guys love to talk about the times you've gotten knocked out, or you've been hurt or injured. It's like skateboarders all have this thing where it's not just, it's a lifestyle. Like, you love to get into fights and beat the shit out of each other.
I don't like skinhead. I don't like to fight people at all.
But didn't you just do an event where you fought a guy and the guy knocked you out three times or something crazy? Here's what I heard.
Yeah.
You recently had the event called Ellis Mania.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Ellis held Ellis Mania 6. This was in Las Vegas. Listen to this. On the show, Jason fights UFC champion Jason Mayhem Miller for two rounds. In the first round that you guys wrestled,
yeah,
Miller choked Jason unconscious five times. Now,
yeah,
are you bullshitting me or were you really unconscious?
I was only, the first time I was not completely out snoring, but because he cut the blood off to your brain.
Yeah.
So I didn't know where I was. All of a sudden I woke up and I was like,
that can't be good for you, can it? To have your blood...
If it happens all the time?
Yeah.
You're probably right. But
can't you have a concussion of some sort?
Well, that doesn't sound like a concussion. He wasn't hit.
There you go. Choked.
What is it like to
Dr. Robin Quivers over there.
What is it like to be...
I saw your ass yesterday, by the way, in the corridors. You hiding it with your boobs and stuff. People need to know. You need to fucking do this show upside down. Your ass is ridiculous.
Banger.
Put those tight pants on, and you know the only people that wear those tight pants have that ass.
That's right.
And you've been hiding in that little booth the whole time. I was talking to some business guy yesterday, and I turned around. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, wow. Jason, I didn't even know.
I watch Ultimate Fighting type stuff.
Yeah.
Once you get knocked out unconscious, isn't it usually over? Like, isn't the match over?
Oh, yeah.
Once you're unconscious.
Mayhem Miller has a show called Bully Beatdown.
Right.
He's a really good friend of mine. He has a show where the bullies have one round where it's submissions, so they choke the guy out, and if he can survive, he gets some money. But then the last round is just striking, so you stand up, punching and kicking only.
Right.
So I said to him, because I box a lot, and yeah, I've got a problem, but I've switched it. Instead of doing drugs and being a fucking asshole, every now and then I get punched in the face. You got to have a vice. I don't drink. I like pain every now and then. I try to stay alive.
Do you really like it?
Not when it happens, but later, a little bit.
Do you think you need this as a crutch to keep you famous? I mean, you got a radio show now. People know it's not
about famous. I do it because I love it. I love testing myself. I love being nervous.
Do you ever walk down the street and say, I hope somebody fucking starts in with me?
No, that's the difference. I don't want an altercation with someone who's really angry at me at all.
Right.
I only want you to say, I want to fight you as a sport, and then we will fight as a sport. If someone's if we're at a bar, even though I don't drink, so it's not going to happen, but if someone's like, hey, man, fuck your show.
Why don't you drink? Because you had an alcohol problem?
I used to drink it too much.
Right.
And now it's just, the show and TV shows. And, I've always wanted to be where you are.
Right.
And I'm not going to, you did it.
You're not going to get there drinking.
No. Right. I've got two kids. I've got a career. I pissed it away in skateboarding, and I saw it go away from the drugs.
You pissed away your...
Hell yeah.
Your life as a skateboarder? In other words, it was a waste of time?
No. There was people that I was... better than I should have. I would have had a career. There's people that are still in it now,
but
I was better than.
Apply himself to skateboarding, and therefore he didn't do as well as he could.
Hot-ass Robin Curtis.
But don't you think in a way that whole skateboarding thing and this lifestyle is sort of a death wish?
Like that's like a weird thing where you don't know enough and you're making that judgment.
You know why
from
I'm saying that?
Away.
Because you can't, like in a way, of course you were a drunk and a drug taker because you were skateboarding for a living. That's like living on the edge. It's like there's nothing to fall back on. You've got to risk your life. Breaking a leg.
But when you started radio, did everyone say that you were going to make $500 million?
No, they told me I was crazy.
You did radio because you loved radio.
Right.
I woke
but
up
I
one
didn't
day
risk
and I was
my
like,
life.
I want... But it's the... you can't die.
Skateboarding.
You can go to hospital and shit, but you don't fucking die.
Don't you think, though, that you have a recklessness? You go into a ring, you're sitting there getting choked out unconscious, you're sitting there allowing some guy to make you unconscious? I mean, that's scary to me. You might have died.
That's scary to you.
You might die
going home today in the car with fucking Ronnie. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's sitting over the dashboard.
But to sit there and let some guy choke you five times till you go unconscious
is insane. So you know, he choked me five times. I tapped. One time I went out at the very start because I didn't tap quick enough.
Right.
In mixed martial arts, it happens. You get choked out sometimes.
Listen. It's the way I want to live my life. You revealed to me that your brother... stole a steamroller and rolled right off a cliff and died. You lost your brother.
Yeah.
He sounds like he was into this same lifestyle, this crazy, anything for a laugh.
I think me doing mixed martial arts and my brother stealing a steamroller and flying off a cliff drunk after being awake for 2 days is completely different.
But he sounds like he was wild like you.
He couldn't direct it in the right way. I am wild. But I've directed
wild.
It in a very positive way.
Yeah, it's not a put down. I'm trying to understand.
Oh, well, I feel like you are attacking me about this. I'm not crazy. I am crazy, but I found a way to steer it into ways that I think is very productive.
Why did you allow a dragon lizard to bite you to the point that you now have scars?
Oh, that's for radio because I want to be the best. I'm an entertainer, and you've got to know I can take pain better than your average person.
It doesn't
shake me as much as your average person.
Right.
But if I do it, and you're there and you watch it, I'll tell you right now, if this lizard was on this table right now and I stuck my arm in its mouth, you would shit a brick.
It's
a wild animal that tries to take your flesh off. It's very exciting
to
watch.
Jason, I would have no desire to do that. I admire that you have a fearlessness about you.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
I hate that word, but it's
true.
You've got to know what you... Look, I want to compete. I want to be in the game.
Will you ever turn down a dare? Like if I said to you, okay, a tranny's going to come in and blow you right now.
Yeah,
and
no.
You wouldn't do that because you're married.
No, yeah.
Okay, all right. So when you... I don't even
see how that's funny at all.
Right. But the dragon lizard biting you is funny. I think if a tranny came in and blew you, it would be funny.
Well, if that's the case, maybe talk to my wife, and I'll let it happen.
I mean, listen, I feel you fucked China, the wrestler, as kind of a goof. Like, you wanted to be able to go on the air and say, hey, guess who I fucked? China. You're not attracted to China.
Once again, my wife is listening.
Right, but she knows you.
I was. I've never had sex with anybody who had bigger arms than me, and I wanted to fuck somebody that looked like that. Any of my friends back in Australia, I always want to have sex with a weightlifter.
How is the radio show going on Sirius? Are you getting any feedback or think catching on?
I'm the best dude in afternoons. I have the number one phone calls in the history of satellite radio, Howard.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you are very popular.
I'm the second biggest dude in satellite radio.
And that came about because you were...
of my hard work and unbelievable talent.
But listen, it's paid off. You're promoting your new Fuel TV, four-part series?
Yep.
Ellis Mania. Now, what is this? What is that going on?
Ellis Mania is a boxing thing, an organization that I started where it's kind of like a fight league, except it's a comedy fight league. So all my fans are allowed to be involved in it.
Right.
I pick these people and we fight in ways where people don't get knocked unconscious. The only person that could really be in danger is people like me who are at a professional level of fighting.
Is that what I'm going to see tonight? You getting choked out four or five times? I will see that.
Yes. That's the fourth episode. This one is the...
Is this
musical
the one
chair fight, and then I fight an entire band, me versus four guys.
Okay, take me through this. Now, what is a musical chair fight?
Musical chair fight is eight guys seven chairs or six chairs, and they walk around when the music stops. They all find a chair. Two dudes that don't find a chair have to fight for 1 minute. The winner stays in until there is two people left and they fight for the title of the musical chair
champion.
When
you say fight, that's no joke.
Oh,
I mean punching
yeah.
in the
fuck
face,
yeah.
hitting each other.
But I've picked people because I know enough. I'm not the greatest fighter in the world, but I have been training long enough to know if you don't have any fighting skills and you're under like 180 pounds,
right.
and I've got headgear, mouth guards, and 16-ounce gloves, you can rock somebody, but they're not going to get that hurt. You know, I've
right.
got a ref there. If somebody really gets rocked, we're not there. It's not the UFC. If
right.
someone's stumbling, I'm like, stop it. Get him out.
Yeah, but you, there's something that went on, and I don't know if it's tonight's episode, aside from the musical chair thing. It says in the second round that you guys boxed. I'm talking about you and this guy.
You're talking about
Mayhem Miller.
Who's one of the greater fighters that ever lived.
You said to Mayhem Miller,
I bet you can't knock me out.
I'll put up $5,000.
I'll pay $5,000 if you knock me out. Yeah.
And he punched your ass a million times,
yeah. Yeah.
and he could not knock you out.
No, I have, because my heritage, I have Fijian blood in me, so I have a massive head and a fat ass and a big dick when I'm not nervous, Robert.
You know,
so if it's not looking good today, you'll know that that is not really how it looks.
I think you misinterpret my curiosity. I wish I was a real man where I could participate.
You are a real man.
No, I'm
it's
not.
It's a different taste.
I couldn't participate in a situation where I'm playing musical chairs and then I got to fight a guy.
For the last year.
That's not me. I can't do that.
But that's not you. You know your talents.
Pussy.
You're a smart man. You're not a pussy. See, yes, you're a pussy. To
yeah.
me, I could call you a pussy and you'd be like, hey, maybe he has an angle there.
Yeah, right.
But it's not, you have other things that you're into, other
right.
attributes that you have worked on because you know that's what you're talented at. I am very good at punching people in the face and getting punched in the face, and I am trying to make a living. I want to be the biggest dude in radio.
You're hardcore.
I'm full on. I have millions of fans that listen to me, and I'm like, just go for it, everybody.
Would you
maybe
feel bad?
Howard, you have more respect for your brain. Like,
maybe
you
I
wouldn't
do.
Take all those punches.
Robin,
right. I certainly
because...
would.
I know that you can get brain damage from being punched in the head. I know that my concussions might make my head wobble when I'm older.
Yes.
But I'll be damned, no offense, Howard, playing chess all day.
I don't
this
play
is
anymore.
Me. I'm so happy.
I'm on
you
my
retired,
computer
by the
now.
Way.
Right, thank you.
You're better than that. You are better than that. Fucking chess.
Go head to head with me. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So you have had a concussion how many times?
I think I've probably been knocked out maybe, I don't know, like 10.
Now,
like
when
that.
You read about the NFL and all of these guys who are superior
yeah.
athletes,
yeah.
real men,
yeah.
they're all now 40, 50 years old,
yeah.
and some of them have complete Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Some of them can't even walk anymore
yeah.
as a result of having two or three concussions. Come on, you're not thinking about that at all?
I am thinking about that.
And then you go get knocked out again.
It's this thing. It's the same as skateboarding. There was times there when I got older. When I was younger, I was stupid, and I did it, and I didn't know the danger. When
right.
I got to a certain age, I was like, if I do this trick wrong, I'll probably go to hospital. I might get hurt. I might fuck my brain. You know, I've been knocked out before. My eye didn't work for a couple of days.
Jesus.
I understand the way it works.
Do you ever think of being a stuntman? Did you ever consider that?
Yeah,
a
definitely.
A lot of these guys.
The stuntman and a radio guy were the two things that I was looking to do when skateboarding dropped out.
You have fucked other famous women besides
no,
China. Yes, you have. You've had one other. And why don't you reveal that name to me now? Why won't you?
Because I'm married.
You are fearless. So what, you're married?
Were you married at the time?
No.
All right. So what does that got to do with it?
It's really not.
Who was
happen.
It? A-list or B-list?
It wasn't anybody. I'm not going to do it.
Is she prettier than China?
Yeah. Well, that's fucked up. Why are you going to beat her up? Aren't you her friend?
Who, China?
Yeah.
I love China. I'm just asking if the girl was prettier than China. You're the one beating her up, saying you're laughing.
Right. No, everybody, they were all, I think they're all pretty. I've enjoyed having sex with everybody I fucked.
So you got another famous woman, yet you protect her by not
why
giving
not
her
protect
name.
China?
I just think it's stupid.
Yeah,
well,
why?
Because that one was on the radio.
Well,
like
the next
day, she called the show and started telling everybody my dick's bigger than Triple H's.
Oh, okay.
It's not. I'm not going to hide that.
By the way, you do have a big dick. The last time you were here, and I also like this about you, your fearlessness in taking out your penis. I can't do it because I have a very tiny penis.
Yeah,
it's,
I've heard stories.
It's
you're
minuscule.
A liar.
No,
you just say that so that people can't attack you.
No.
Your penis is a nice size. I've heard chicks say it before.
No. You've never seen it flaccid.
In fact,
I was in bed with my wife last night, and she went to rub my penis, and she goes, "Ooh, what is this? Your penis feels red." I go, "That's my balls."
Oh,
because
your penis was hidden in the balls.
It was hidden back there. She had to drag it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
George, did you know that happened to me?
Oh, George is
no,
here.
George thinks that's funny.
How you doing, mate?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, boys? Yeah, man. Love Fred.
Well, anyway.
I do want to say one thing before we get into manipulating my penis.
George, you want to see Jason's penis?
Might be interesting, yes.
Yeah,
you like that.
You've intrigued us.
Yes, I'm the king of all patches. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I did not know that.
The king of all what?
Patches.
Yeah. This guy, last time we were here, I didn't think you'd go through with it. I didn't think you'd win, but you did both.
I'm a champion.
You're a champion. The last time Jason was here, he challenged Sal to see how many M&Ms they could shove in their foreskin.
Oh, my goodness.
Jason beat Sal by, I would say, how many?
Double.
You doubled the
50.
Amount.
50, George.
50?
Yeah.
Your 50 foreskin M&Ms. Is like a saddlebag.
Do I remember that? Absolutely not.
You don't remember when I put my penis up against the glass?
No.
I saw you look at it.
She loves you, and she loved it.
I love you, Robin.
That's right.
Well, it's mutual.
Do you know that's how, we could have been something.
Do you know that's how George and Brad met? They were at a pouch stuffing competition.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
No, did gay community do that?
No, no. That's not true.
That's another job I could do.
I got to tell you, it was impressive, the amount of M&Ms you could put in your pouch.
Thank you.
Is there any, I mean, if I dared you to kiss George right now, would you kiss him?
You're married.
No, I wouldn't.
You're both
because,
married.
Because you kind of dabble in some gay stuff.
If it's really funny, I mean, if he sets
you don't
me
think
on,
it'd be funny?
If I set him on fire and piss on him, maybe that would, I would do that.
You don't think it's
I
funny?
I didn't mean that. I'm just saying, making out with a dude, how the fuck is that funny? You go, oh,
I'd laugh if you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's mean to gay people. It's like,
no,
oh,
it's
look
not.
How nasty I am. I'm making out with a dude.
I don't think it's mean at all.
George, do you think it's nasty if I make out with you?
You know, I'm very tempted. But you're
can't make out with me
because
I listen to this show. Your husband will cut your dick off if you make out with me.
Show him your cocks, and then you'll see. He'll get worked up.
Yeah, I'll show you my cock later.
Go ahead.
All right now?
Or later.
Well, maybe later.
Yeah, I'd prefer to just pull it out one time, if that's okay with you.
So what are you doing? Are you challenging Sal again today?
Yeah.
This is in honor of your new...
Ellis Mania on Fuel TV.
And is your music actually taking off as well?
Yeah, I started a new band, Death, Death, Die.
And are you on the charts somewhere?
Yes, I'm the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 singles in the metal charts on iTunes. I have the number 1 metal album in North America.
Is that really true?
Yes.
You're not bullshitting.
No. You I flew to Vancouver the other day because it went to top... It was not one.
Let me hear some
one
of
1 to 5. So I
think you're putting me on.
I'm not putting you on.
You are number 1 on iTunes... What does that mean, number 1 on
Nothing.
iTunes?
Nothing. I could give a shit.
Does it mean you've sold a million records?
No.
Oh, what does it mean?
Nothing.
It means nothing. It means you're not making any money.
I don't know doing it for money.
You don't do your music for money? What do you do it for? Charity?
Glory.
Who gets the royalties from
I don't
your
know,
music?
The drummer.
Let me hear some of this. This is Jason Ellis and his band.
Which one is it?
Let me see. I got the single, Death, Death, Die.
Yes.
And
I wrote that.
And you're saying that this is number 1.
I am saying it's number 1. You might want to check it out on iTunes. On the.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. How's that?
All right, let me see here. Why can't I find this, guys? Where is Jason's song, Death, Death, Die, guys?
Cinderella Story.
Oh, I see. GP2 in green. All right, here we go.
This is not a love song, I think. This is the murder song. It's about
murder song.
Me being molested.
You were molested as a child,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
By your grandfather.
I'm not sure. I don't know who it was. I thought it was my dad, but there's a whole drama.
All right, I'll get into that in a minute.
I was young and happy, about the age of 5.
That's you singing?
Yep.
All right.
Check it out, son.
A talented guy.
I think I could be one of the greatest singers in the world. It's just, I don't really care.
Me too.
I want to, you too. I've heard you. Maybe not.
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, hi. Then we'll get into why you think you were molested by your father. Dylan, go ahead.
Hey now.
I love being on the show.
But what is that, Dylan?
I want to say I love George, and I also want to say, you know, Jason, I never knew about you until you came on Howard about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, I never changed my Sirius channel from Howard Stern. I've had Sirius for 6 years. I never changed from Howard 100 to 101. And unless I'm listening to you, Jason, I think you're hilarious. You're funny. You're witty, dynamic, and
well, you have a fan.
Great asset.
I have lots of fans.
All right, very good. I'm glad
trying to tell you, man,
that.
And I owe it all to you.
Well, good. I'm glad.
To you.
Let's go to Larry. Larry, hi.
Hey now, Howard. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, listen, man. I don't know why every once in a while, every few months, you got to torture us with this idiot. I mean, this guy is not funny. He's not talented. He just punished us with his freaking music. Holy smokes. Don't you have anything better for us to listen to?
Well, I happen to enjoy Jason.
Really? What about him?
Well, I think he leads an interesting life. He's got interesting things that he's up to. He comes
in, motherfucker.
Huh? Well, come on, the guy is a top...
Who do you usually listen to in the afternoon, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I continue to listen to Howard, and actually I go to 101.
You listen to the replay.
Listens to a replay. Yeah, okay, all right, let's go to Mark. Mark, go ahead.
Morning, Howard, how you doing?
All right.
Ditto what Larry said, this Jason Ellis is just beyond belief. And whenever he's on the show, you know, he seems to always talk about how much better he is than you.
Well, how the fuck did I say it was better than
you? He never
awful.
Said that once. I don't know.
A lot of people ask me because it's, you mean, like, I've got the fucking phone call thing. And yeah, I always toot my own horn because that's how you get good at shit. You believe in yourself and then
sure.
you make it happen.
Nothing wrong with
that. So there's always this thing,
Howard
Stern, Howard Stern. I don't want anything from you. I don't want to fucking take over anything from you. The only person in radio that I don't want anything to do with when it comes to, I'm better, blah, blah, blah. It's you.
Right.
You changed the game so that I can have a job. All I do is talk shit about people and whatever is in my mind flies out of my mouth and I get paid for
it. You can't even take it personally because you're controversial. Some people like you. Some people hate you. You got to live with it. That's all. You've got your fans.
I do.
Don't get it. I see it affects you, though. It's funny. It does get to you when somebody's critical of you, right?
It's a weird... I think it's coming from somebody else. Because I know if you listen to the show, you'll know. I'm positive that I'm fucking good at it.
Of course you're good. Listen, do you know I can only stuff one M&M in my cock?
Because you don't have the foreskin.
That's right. So you got
You just balance it on the hole.
That's right. Now, what is this you with your father and your grandfather? This is what I understand, okay, Jason?
Yeah.
Because I think this is pretty interesting. Mm. You have some sort of memory of being molested as a child.
Yeah.
You know you were molested.
Yeah.
You were 5 years old.
I took a bunch of drugs when I was 17. I had an imaginary friend, and I started telling my imaginary friend to my girlfriend who was watching, and then she told my parents, and they said that they thought that he forgot about it, and then I remembered everything.
What was the drug you were on that actually...
I took acid and speed, and then I took some other pills that had speed in it or something.
Do you think it could have been the drug that made you hallucinate? Because I know I've taken acid.
Well, that's what I would have thought, until my mom said I thought he forgot about it.
It verified.
Yeah, and then I dove into it a little bit more, and then I actually started to remember, like, have actual visuals about it.
You thought it was a stranger that molested you.
Yeah, and it was my mom always had this shitty story that just didn't add up. My mom's kind of a little bit of a liar sometimes, so she's a storyteller anyway.
Do you still talk to her?
Yep. It's hard, but yep.
What do you mean it's hard? Because she's
it's
a liar?
It's a weird thing with us. I didn't really feel like I was raised by anybody. So I'm a little... because now I have kids, and I'm a parent, and I care, and I...
What do you mean
like,
you weren't raised by anybody?
I told her that somebody fucking made me suck their dick when I was five.
Right.
And they didn't fucking kill this dude.
Right.
They just he didn't know what he meant. Or another guy offered me speed when I was 11 at a party, and I was like, what happened to that guy? Oh, you know, he was having a bad time. He was in a bad phase. What bad phase? If you give my fucking kid speed when she's 11, I will fucking cave your face in, and you will die.
Right. Now, so let me understand something. You had a memory of sucking some guy's dick when you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
And you'd repressed it for a while.
Yeah.
And so when you went to your mother to ask her about it, she confirmed that, in fact, you did suck someone's dick.
Yeah.
But she said it was a stranger.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow you started to piece it together that it could have possibly been your grandfather because both your parents... Don't talk to the grandfather.
No.
Because, go ahead.
I just found that out. I've recently started to call my grandfather. He's like 89 years old.
Right.
Scottish dude who became, when he separated from his wife. His wife died, then he married somebody younger than my father. She took all his money, and then he moved to another place and became a cross-dresser.
Hmm.
Dressed as a woman.
So your grandfather became...
Yeah.
He started dressing as a woman.
Yeah.
So everyone had nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with it. My dad sent him money, but he hated him. My dad's was a very homophobic man.
Right.
But I know my auntie hated him.
Right.
Now, I always thought there was something weird there. She never liked him. And then recently I actually called him on my show a couple of times so he could tell old stories about being in wars and shit like that.
Sure.
And then my mom found out and called me and said, have you been calling your granddad lately? And I was like, yeah, I have actually. I haven't spoken to the guy for years.
Right.
And she's like, well, I don't think you should do that anymore. I'm like, what? Has he asked for any money? I'm like, no, he didn't ask for any money. I'd just like to talk to the guy. It's my grandfather.
Right.
He's probably going to die soon.
Right, I want to know
Do not talk to him. your auntie and I are coming for your birthday, and we're going to sort it out and tell you some stuff. And I'm like, tell me what? What's going on? Just there might have been some sexual things happening with both of them. So now there's a chance.
Was your mother implying that your grandfather is the guy?
My dad and my auntie.
All right, so she claims that your dad and your aunt, his sister, were molested by your grandpa.
Yeah.
And was she implying that the person that you blew at 5 years old was your grandpa?
That's what I was starting to think, yeah. Because I don't understand how this person, where did this person go? Apparently he was told off. I know my father.
Right.
If a dude made me suck his dick, he's dead.
Right.
That's the end of it. So, the only way he wouldn't be dead is if it was my grandfather.
I see.
So did you ask
your mother? Was it me sucking Grandpa's dick?
I'm waiting. I'm going to wait.
They're
until
coming and they're going to have this discussion.
When is the talk? Because I need to
October.
Know.
October.
October. Yeah. Have it here on the air, will you, please?
Yes.
All right. Please. Have you asked your grandfather?
No.
Have you talked to him since they told you not to?
No, I haven't.
I see.
So there's no way you sucked your dad's dick. There's no way this was a stranger. The culprit you're looking at now is your own grandfather.
That's what I think.
You got to call your grandfather and ask him.
I'm going to call him right now.
You think he would admit to it?
Do you really?
Let's call your grandpa right now.
I'll do it.
Holy shit.
Because he's also got to admit to the auntie and the father.
Get my phone.
Get the phone. What are you going to do? You want Gary to set it up?
Just call him. He's pretty senile, but I mean, if I want
to. Yeah, let's call him.
I mean, like I said, I'd rather...
Let's find out if your grandfather...
Should I make out with George while we're waiting?
Yeah, make out with George and stuff M&Ms in your cock while we're waiting to find out if you sucked your grandpa's dick.
Fem time.
George, can you blow me while I call my grandfather and say, look what you've done to me!
I'm married.
There'll be no blowjobs here. Somebody, yes, Gary.
Do you want to give me the number?
Yeah, it's a phone. My phone's in there.
Okay, I'll bring you the phone.
All right. Man, seriously. Are you nervous about this?
Yeah.
This is more dangerous than getting punched in the face.
This is more dangerous than skateboarding.
Yeah, this is great. Right, give Gary the number. Gary, tell the grandpa we need to talk to him on the air.
Just say
Jason's on our show. It's the Howard Stern Show, and Jason does want to ask you a question. It's a rather intimate question.
Okay.
All right. Is he going to talk to me in a woman's voice or a man's voice?
No, he's not dressed as a woman anymore. He's a man again.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he's all old and his legs don't work and shit.
Did you ever see him dressed as a woman?
One time I was in Queensland doing a skateboard contest and I was out drinking one night.
Right.
And I was at an intersection at a light getting ready to cross the street.
Right.
And a car that pulled up at the light was the car that my father owned and sent up there for him. That's the only reason I recognize it, because I used to drive it.
Right.
And I was at the light, and I looked over, and there was a man with a wig on, and I was like, oh! And I hid behind a pole, and then it just drove by, and I looked in the window and went, oh, my God, Jock is a woman.
Jason.
I can't believe it.
I'm glad you're going to let your grandpa answer this, because maybe he's innocent.
I hope he's,
but what do you think he's really going to admit it?
Well, maybe he's senile, and he will admit it.
I want to know what he did to my... Did he do anything to my father?
Let the man answer the charges. Why shouldn't you have a relationship with your grandpa? Maybe he's being falsely accused.
Well, that's what I was weird about. I'm like, why are you guys... How can you guys decide my relationship with my grandfather? Because we're similar. Right. He used to be a pro hockey player, and he was in the...
So you're mad at your mother, though, because she didn't protect you from what might have been your grandfather.
Yeah, and I'm mad at my mother because I don't feel like anybody was ever dealt with the way they should have been for doing something like that to a child.
Right. If she doesn't... fact know who you blew, that should have been dealt with.
Both
of
them. The guy that blew me and the guy that offered me crystal meth should be taken care of. Not they were in a bad phase in their life.
They're making excuses for these people.
It's just a crazy... I mean, you're a dad. You know what I mean? Like, if someone told me that...
I would never allow that to happen. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying. If somebody did
that to my daughter, I'd have you kill them. I'm not kidding.
And I would fucking do it.
Of course.
Because I can hold that rage.
I know that. Who
it's
else am I
going
to ask?
I have no problem doing
that.
Well,
no wonder you want to punch people and get punched
in the face.
It's
not like... You know what?
You have anger.
I do have anger.
You're goddamn right you do, and you may be justified with that anger.
Yeah,
you weren't protected as a child.
Yeah, but...
But maybe self-esteem issues, too.
That's right.
Oh, I hate myself for sure.
Oh, God.
Hi, this is Jason's grandpa. You're on the air.
Yeah, Howard, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, he sucked my cock.
He did. Now, why'd you...
he wasn't that... He used his teeth.
At least I have a cock, you little bitch. You're going to lose again today, Sal.
His father was a lot better at sucking my cock.
Touche.
All right. Thank you, Jason's grandpa. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the air. What's happening?
What's going on, Howard?
Hey.
was just calling to say that Jason's got a great show, and that last caller needs to go to his mom's house and clean my shit out of her fish tank.
Very good. Okay. I like to hear that. Chuck, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say, Jason has a segment where he does cock off your chest. It's got to be one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
What is cock off your chest?
It's get the cock off your chest.
All right,
go ahead. When people can just call in and say some stuff, that really bad stuff that's happened to them, a lot like what I'm doing right now, except probably not as extreme. Fuck it.
like
but
what?
People will call in and they will tell, you know, things that, you mean, they get a blowjob from a tranny, or you mean they took a shit on someone's chest.
Right.
They say it, slate's clean.
Right.
Move on with your life. Call the show and get the cock off your chest.
Is it like a confession to a priest in a sense?
Yeah, it
like
is.
You say, hey, man, get it off.
Completely anonymous.
And maybe you got a good point, because sometimes when you just say this stuff out loud, it makes it a little less intense.
You hold them in. I feel my show, the things that I've revealed, that, you know, I mean, the tranny in Amsterdam that got suction in my ass.
What? What happened with the tranny?
I got a black. You don't know about this one?
No.
I got a fucking, oh God, I'm so gay. George, can you please give me a hand job and just fucking
what happened to you? You went to
Amsterdam and I was really drunk, and I used to get a lot of hookers in Amsterdam. So you do, smoke weed and get hookers. Hello, right. They're all legal.
Right.
So I get a hooker because I like black chicks.
Right.
Sorry, Robin. African American women. She wasn't American.
Right.
She's a black chick.
Right.
So I pick a black chick and I'm like, cool, she's hot. And I go in there and give her the $50. And you know, I'm 19. I don't know anything. So this chick,
something.
I did. Look, I'm not gonna lie. She goes, shit's happening all the time. She bends me over and starts the reach around thing.
Sure.
And then she starts, like, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, she's gonna try and put something in my ass, and I've never had anything in my ass, so I don't know. But I'm a thrill seeker. I love to learn.
Sure.
So I thought maybe this could be a good time.
Right.
So then it starts, like, all of a sudden something's pushing on my rectum. And then I'm like, because it doesn't feel good to me at all. Like,
right.
I'm getting weird about it. And I turn around. When I turn around, my butt sort of moves. So the my butt moved out of the way, and the suction came off. And there's a fucking little black dick.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh no, you can't.
How much dick got in your ass, do you think?
Fuck you, Robin. You're fucking hysterics over there with your fucking hot pants on, you.
What did you? What? Seriously,
I wanted a Robin, but I got a Howard.
How much dick was in your ass?
I would say half a knob.
Wow.
Wow.
You took it, huh?
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It got in there. I guess he must have lubed you.
It's great to be here.
Where
was
the grandpa?
So, when was the last time you spoke to your grandpa?
About a month ago, two months ago?
Because we can't get through. At first, I was getting a busy signal, so I got an international operator.
Right.
We're calling Australia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you are.
And I got the Australian operator, said the number's not in service.
When you make these
acts, scary.
That's funny.
He's already out of town.
Maybe they already took care of him. That's what they're coming to tell me.
No, it's funny that, you know, this is all with your grandpa and your mother's making a special trip and all this kind of stuff.
My auntie, by the way, never talks to me. For her to come and do this.
But
it's
your grandpa,
a really scary
it
thing.
Probably got back to your grandpa that you were making these accusations, hasn't it?
I haven't told anybody.
You just told me?
Yeah, well, that's it.
I'm the first one you told?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yay.
I might have mentioned on the radio a little bit, but it's, I mean, the more the time I have.
Well, I think in all fairness to your grandpa, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say this is all horseshit.
Well, there's an accusation. That's
right.
All we can say.
I feel like maybe you're in the clear on me, but I know for a fact that he did something to my auntie, so he's not in the clear at all.
Well, your auntie claims that, your grandpa doesn't, or unless he admitted that to you.
Well, we'll get it for you. I mean, I haven't even talked to him about being a cross-dresser. I've been too scared to even bring that up.
I see. Well, it's very unfortunate that level of communication hasn't occurred. Let's go to... yes, Chuck.
Hey, can you let Jason tell you about how he punishes the guys on his show when they make mistakes and do stuff wrong?
You're really harsh with people who work for you, right? Like, I'm too gentle. Benji goes out and starts annoying the ex-governor of Minnesota.
If Benji worked for me, he'd have no legs.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do to your staff?
Well, I don't really have a staff. First of all, I have one person that works with me right now. We're on fire, Howard. As you know, SiriusXM.
Yeah.
It's hard to convince them how good I am. A lot of people in the big glass offices sort of agree with those first two callers.
Believe me, I happen to agree. I'm thinking about who's going to pay for that international call, Gary.
it's a tough budget. Yeah, yeah. but uh, I don't,
What do you do to your staff?
It's nipple clamp, kick him in the leg kicks for a minor fucks up. I give you a little leg kick.
Right.
But we have games where we hit you with a kendo stick or we tie you up somewhere.
Man, that hurts a kendo stick. I mean, that isn't lightweight.
Yeah, but it sounds awesome. My favorite thing is to get somebody to pretend they're an animal. My favorite one is to squeal like a pig.
Yeah.
I get my friend to squeal like a pig, and I hold his arms behind him with a kendo stick, or someone else holds his arms behind him, and then I punch him in the stomach over and over again while he squeals like a pig.
You like that?
It sounds really funny.
Sounds like an angry man who didn't get protected as a child.
I'm punching someone in a very professional way where their insides do not pop.
Okay, Mac, you're on the air in Morristown, New Jersey. You're on with our friend Jason Ellis. He's going to be on Ellis Mania, premiering tonight at 10 o'clock on Fuel TV. You can check out the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on Faction, Sirius Channel 28 and XM Channel 52. And you can check out Jason at ellismania.com and on Twitter at ellismate.
Number two, how come you don't want me to work for you?
What do you mean?
Afternoon guy.
Well, let me ask you something, because this is a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand people. People will say to me, hey, why don't you get an afternoon guy? Because, you know, Bubba's not here anymore. And I'll say, well, I'll even say to them, you got Jason. We're all on.
You can't switch the channel. You're on.
Yeah, I mean, we're all on the radio together. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you're my bro. We're all bros in this together. We're all working for Sirius.
Okay.
Why would somebody be tied down to say they have to hear the afternoon show on my channel? Like, I think it would make sense
to
bring in somebody. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Because you feel you get more exposure.
I think it'd be faster.
Because, well, maybe you're right.
I'm in a hurry.
All right. All right. That's a good point.
Yeah. I would love to be associated with...
with the show.
The guy that I wanted to be in radio for.
All right, you know? Fair enough. I'll look into that. Yeah. Seriously, I will.
I'm just saying I would love to be a part of the Army.
Go ahead, Mac.
Well, first time, long time, King. I really appreciate the opportunity. Robin, you're gorgeous. George, thank you. Jason, I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks, dude.
I just wanted to say, Howard, you sounded like you were picking on him in the beginning a bunch.
Who, on Jason?
Yeah, it seemed like you were just picking a little, you know. Like
I'm talking to him.
On the arm.
No, I get it. No, because I do seem crazy. I understand that. You know, it's very hard for me to justify sometimes, too. But I also know that you've got to know who you are, and I have to vent it somewhere. And I believe that I vented it in the most positive way that Jason Ellis can do so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, what are you talking about? So what are you challenging? I mean, I'm trying to understand the man. What are you challenging Sal to today? Do you want to... does he know about this, Sal? Does he agree?
Yeah, he knows about it. He should know about it. I'm challenging him because I know that the King of Pouches is over. There's no way he's ever going to beat me at that. But this one is it's more pain involved.
Ooh.
This one is the nipple... Who can put the most nipple clamps on their penis? Because one time I put a bunch of nipple clamps on my penis, and it fucking hurt, and it was hilarious. But I thought, how hilarious would it be if two dicks were being tortured in front of Robin Quivers?
I know.
Very exciting.
Now, George, does that appeal to you? I mean, that...
It does not appeal at all.
You're not into the pain.
You're not a nipple clamp guy.
I'm not into pain. It should be pleasurable.
Have you tried this out?
No, this guy's out of his fucking mind.
Thank you.
You don't want nipple clamps?
Have you lost weight?
I think you sucked too much of your grandfather's cock. Well, that semen got to your brain cells, dude.
He didn't shoot a load. I didn't know when I was five, you fucking asshole.
What are you trying to challenge Sal to? To see how many nipple clamps...
Who can put the most nipple clamps
on
their
shot? What is a nipple clamp?
Show us the nipple clamp and show us... Could you give us a demonstration, if you don't mind?
So all these I have...
I can't see them.
Oh,
you all right? He's killing himself over there. Just had another concussion.
I have these ones.
All right, make sure that mic's by your mouth.
What? And turn that right.
And then I have these ones. These are the extra painful ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They look very painful.
And I was with a girl once who liked to actually put these on her nipples while I made love to her.
Yes. She's awesome.
Wow. This is a lot of pressure.
Let me...
Come over here.
You look can't handle that.
Sal, I don't know if you...
You have to handle it. That's the game, you asshole.
Come on. So you want to see how many of these do you think you can get on your dick?
I think I could do 25.
Oh, 25 of these attached to your penis?
I think I can, yeah.
To the foreskin?
No, down the whole shaft and then some on the foreskin.
These
your balls, by the way.
These are like battery cables, you fucking freak.
You're such a fucking pussy.
What's the matter
ridiculous.
With you?
Fucking prank call your mom, pussy.
Where's Come your on. Grandfather when we need him?
I like his grandpa. I want him on the show.
Me too. He fucked his mouth.
No, that's just an accusation.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to say allegedly. Yeah.
That's Jason was on acid. Remember that. Let's be honest. Let's be fair to the grandpa.
But his parents told him, we can't believe you remember.
They probably videotaped it, Robin.
Oh, that's not funny.
Well, it sure is.
Somebody, are you going to pull your dick out?
Well, I'm going to feel it.
on my foreskin.
Okay. All right. It's not if it's your whole dick.
I got to stretch out my cock first. Hold on.
Oh, God. Fuck, I hate man ass. You like man ass, though, huh, George?
I do.
Do you mind? Do you look like, because I shave my ass. I have no hair in my house at
look
all.
Look at him. What is he doing?
That sounds sexy.
Oh,
it does.
Very sexy.
I'm completely hairless.
Do you shave your ass hair,
except
George?
Except for your chin.
Except for my chin, yeah, and my eyebrows.
Is it natural, or do you shave?
I have, like, blonde hair, but I shave them off. I shave my taint and in my hole and everything, because sometimes I don't have baby wipes, you know what I mean, Stan?
Right, well, believe me, I know.
Yeah, but if you've got no hair in your ass at all, and I also like to put some mango butter in there, around
oh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah, because it sort of, it lubes it, so that the shit doesn't stick to your ass.
Well,
so
if you're
you do that before?
Every morning I shave in the hole like a lady.
Really?
And then I mango butter all my balls and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sal, is your cock ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only pubic hair Jason has is his grandfather's in his mouth.
He's on fire today.
Oh,
all right, let's give this a shot.
All right. Try that.
Oh, my God. How does anybody fuck that? It's like a fucking...
Nobody does.
It's like a fucking dead mouse. What is that thing?
Oh. Does that hurt, Sal?
It hurts a little bit. It's not
I
that
should
bad.
Think.
That is offensive to all penises. Are you going to shriveled up and dark?
Play a harp.
Oh, God.
What?
Jason,
why is it so black?
It's like twang your magic twanger.
Jason, you think his dick is funny looking,
he has, like,
right?
Black Mexican balls, which would be okay if he was a Mexican.
Like a puppet show.
You know, why is your dick so dark?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
I mean, why?
Is shit stains.
No, I keep my ass clean.
No, I meant from someone else's ass, you homo.
All right, Jason, now what are we going to do here? Are you going
to
put one on your dick?
It looks like Sal's ready.
We're going to dance. Let's dance.
Looks like Sal's ready.
Whoa, that one hurt.
We're going to lose your microphone if you take off your headphones.
Oh, my.
That's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got an elephant on his back.
Jason, that's a lot of tattooing that went on
Curse the Alley's on your back.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, George, you must like this. Is a lot of nudity
naked
here.
Man
there certainly
the
is.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. Fucking goddamn radio dick. Shit.
Do you like Jason's penis?
Fucking hell, Howard Stern's making me nervous.
Let's get your grandfather in here to fluff you.
Somebody. Fucking hell, man. Can we go back to the China joke?
Where's Grandpa Fluffy?
George, you like this.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You like this, George?
I'm glad I got up this morning.
It's free. There you go.
Not a hair on your body.
Here we go.
Do you like that penis of his?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Where's
gorgeous.
Richard Christie? He's not going to apply these to me?
Where are you going to put that on?
Start at the shaft.
Yeah. Look at that. Wow. Does that hurt?
No.
No.
George, would you like the honor to apply my next one? I would love for you to come over and apply.
Come over here, George, and get
come
some.
Come on over, George.
I'm married.
Who's
married?
What have you got? George, you're an idiot. You've just got him on the fucking end of your foreskin. Look at your torso. Have you ever lifted a weight in your entire life? You look like a fucking burrito with arms.
Yeah, but my grandfather didn't suck my balls.
You are. What the fuck is that comeback?
George, come on over. Apply the next clamp.
You know,
you're not touching the
Sunday
dick.
Is
you're
off touching. For me already because of yesterday.
George, touching the clamp.
George, feel free to get naked if you want. Now, wow, look at Jason go. How many of these things do you have on your penis already?
Five.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
Look at that.
Sal, you want to play or what?
Look at this. That.
Gary, bring the clamps over, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gary, hurry up with those clamps so Sal can mutilate his penis.
I have one.
Jason, keep track because Sal's got to match it.
He has no chance.
How many you got on there?
There is pain there, isn't there?
Jason?
The these all start to pull together. When I did it through boxer shorts. See, that one hurt.
Oh, okay.
Jason, how many do you have on? Give the audience an idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I mean, people see this on Howard TV, but
I
for those...
I don't know if Sal has enough to put 8 on.
Sal doesn't have enough penis. It's not fair.
My dick's like silly putty. I can do it.
How many you got on there, Sal?
I have 1, 2, 3. I have 6.
Hey, that 6. One hurt.
Oh,
my God. Oh, yeah.
Because there's not much skin left, and it goes. You're pinching whatever skin is left over, and it's getting tighter.
Now there's extra weight, and it's all pulling together. They're all sort of joining forces.
Look at that. It looks like he's putting drapes on his penis.
You know, I got to say.
This could be the front of a Nine Inch Nails.
You guys are acting right like there's no pain.
Sal looks a bit like
isn't
a baby.
Pain?
Sal looks like a baby compared to you.
Compared to Jason?
Yeah.
You have a baby?
I look like a baby compared to a baby.
How come you're only putting him on the bottom of your foreskin? Go shaft, you pussy.
Now, why? Does it hurt more on the shaft?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I think. It hurts on the shaft.
Jason, you really do shave every bit of hair off your balls and penis. I mean,
you want me to move closer to Gary? Hairless. How are you, Gary? How's it going? How's the kids? What are you up to this afternoon?
Maybe now, Jason, how many do you have now? Give the audience an idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14.
How many do you have, Sal?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 9.
9.
10. 10.
Is it starting to hurt?
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, I think.
I think I'm going to bail.
You are?
Really?
This is painful.
What? Really? That bad?
Yeah. I'll take them off.
Oh, no. Come on, dance it. Oh, I'm bleeding.
Wow.
Are you?
Yeah. You're bleeding.
Oh. Give me the fucking big ones. Let's go, gusto.
I'm going to throw up.
You're going to throw up in the song.
You should stop.
My dick looks like chopped meat.
Oh, my God.
I know
Jason,
exactly what I'm doing.
You're ruining
I'm a trained professional. Oh, fuck. There's no skin left over there. Hey! Oh, my God. Oh, I've disfigured my cock completely.
Have you ever done this before?
No. Hang on.
What happened?
Okay, we lost a couple.
Howard, you should stop it.
Stop it.
Oh,
George,
stop it.
Stop it.
You're
George, stop
here.
Sucking.
You're the adult here. Make him stop.
Do stop.
Jason.
How many you got, Jason?
You've got a beautiful cock. Don't do that to it.
Now, you hear what George is saying? You have a beautiful cock.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Oh, my. How many you got, Sam?
14. I'm done.
Yeah. You're done?
You're done.
22.
My dick feels like it was in a meat grinder. It's bad.
It's probably the closest you're going to get to put your dick in anything.
Well, Jason, you won. I mean, what are you doing? You're still
doing it. He doesn't like
it. It's over. Stop it. You won.
Fuck, man. That's it.
Let me see. Turn
uneven.
Around.
George wants to look at your penis.
Yeah, George
oh, my goodness.
Get a picture.
That's bleeding.
It is
bleeding.
Bleeding?
Yeah. I see no blood.
But wow.
You don't see any blood left.
Oh. Oh, you've got a beautiful car.
Oh, my. Go it's bleeding.
Oh, look at that. It's
yeah, blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've completely ruined
that bleeding?
To yourself.
Good album cover, though.
Oh, my goodness.
George can't take his eyes off you.
I don't have a problem with you.
You've got a beautiful body, beautiful cock.
Thank you.
You're a gorgeous man.
The beautiful cock thing is very creepy.
You're ignoring Sal with the compliments.
Why would I pay attention to Sal? The guy fucking put two pegs on him.
Start taking them off. My goodness, what are you doing to yourself? Oh!
Does anybody want to yank him off? Robin?
Call George, your grandpa. George, do you want to remove those from him?
Thank
just grab a fistful.
Yes. Oh, wait.
You want me to?
Jason.
Yes, I do.
Jason.
Please.
Jason, listen to me. George would like to remove your clamps from your penis.
Well, he wants somebody to rip them off.
Can you do it quickly, though? It's starting to hurt really badly.
No, don't rip them off.
Yeah, it's all right.
No.
The tickets.
No, don't do that.
I could take a little off the top.
Oh.
Oh. Don't do that.
Don't do what? What?
He's pulling at the chain.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how do you do it?
He's going to grab it.
You don't know how to grab a cock?
Oh, see, cock grab the balls, too.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt you.
Don't touch a frog. Oh, God, he's cupping the fucking... Just do it.
Do it, George.
Oh, no. Come on, grab... Oh, you can't cup the balls. Why do you need to cup the balls to get the pants off? Just grab the pigs.
I don't want to hurt you.
You
take it off.
No, you don't.
Go ahead. You do it.
I'm okay. I was playing.
No, I don't want to pain you.
Cut the balls.
Get in there.
It's okay. We're friends.
Sorry. Take them off.
Plutonic.
Take it off.
His hands are shaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. God, that one's a good one.
George, get those clamps off.
George, sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Get it off.
George, are you all right?
Look at that. That's mangled my shaft.
Oh, dear.
Why are you cupping the balls? Why are you saying poor thing and cupping my baby gay sex again, you fuck? I hate this show.
Bringing you back memories, huh?
Fuck off.
George, how are you doing over there?
He's grabbing my shaft.
I think it's hurting me more than
my dick, Will.
George.
That's rubbing. You what the fuck?
George.
I'm making fun of me. Now you got the gay kid grabbing.
George.
Why didn't you just come here and yank it off?
This won't come off.
Look, oh, my God. Now he's holding my knob.
You got to see this on TV.
On demand.
George, give him cock to mouth resuscitation.
Don't even worry about seeing my TV show on Fuel TV. Just go to on demand and watch me have gay sex again. You having fun, man?
George,
I
notice you're holding the cock, right?
Get a photo, Jason.
George, what's going on? Tell us.
Well, I'm taking them off.
There's a lot of blood coming out of my cock there.
There's a lot of blood on the cock.
He's seriously holding. I don't understand why you have to hold the knob to get it off.
Well, because
you're jacking it off now. You're shaking it back and forth. Yes. I get a hand job. I get a fucking hand job by an Asian man.
Oh,
I love this show.
George, how many more do you have to go? I notice you're holding his penis while you do it.
You shouldn't have put it.
Well, I, yes, because I don't want
to
pull it off.
Right.
I don't want
to
jerk
it off. So kind.
What, Will? Why is he holding the cock?
I think George has done this before.
Fucking hurts badly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quickly, get him off. Get those fucking
goodness.
Just pull.
I know you're acting, but it's got to be painful.
Oh, look at that. It's so fucking puppy dogs.
Wow.
George,
he is bleeding.
He is bleeding. Oh, George, you're bleeding it. George,
why did you do that to
I'm
it?
Not watching
you've got a beautiful. Oh my goodness, you've got such a beautiful cock, and you just—it looks like
I fucking hate you.
It's scarred up.
Thank you.
You've got a beautiful body.
Thank you.
George, you know,
I saw you rubbing
his
penis.
It's
going
to get back to Brad, but it is.
Where you go, Robert?
Go ahead.
Hey,
keep going, George.
Keep going.
I did, you homo.
George, I notice you're kind of in love with him, aren't you?
He's gorgeous.
And, let me ask you something.
You know, I got to be honest. You've got a beautiful body.
Yeah.
You keep yourself up well.
Yeah.
And why do you do that to yourself?
Because I want people to tune into my radio show and watch my TV show tonight.
But I
George,
will.
George, I know now.
But don't do that anymore.
Jason, give George a lap dance, will you?
I don't know how to do that.
But George, I noticed at the end of it, after you pulled the stuff off his penis, you began to stroke it and caress it.
Well, no, but then I thought I was hurting him.
Right.
So caressing I stopped. Cool.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I would do that anytime if it weren't so raw looking.
Fuck you. I will fucking kick you, Will.
Is it painful?
Do you want to be a part of the still, Jason Ellis
show? Are you okay, Jason?
He touches that cock, I kick you in the leg.
Jason.
I'm cool with it.
Oh,
let you jack me off while I kick you.
Well, I don't want to hurt you.
What
though.
Part of Jason do you like the most? His cock?
You know, he's perfection.
He is.
He is perfection.
Is that what Brad used to look like?
Is that what Brad used to look like?
You know, one thing I ask of you, don't do that.
I can't.
Please
don't
do that.
I can't do that for you.
Why, George? Why shouldn't he do it?
Because it's a beautiful thing, and he's ruining it.
I just thought, Sal, you're staring at my penis.
You know,
a lot.
And you're
he's
making
staring at a lot.
Your body the canvas for graffiti.
Right.
Why? You have a beautiful body.
Yes.
And why you feel you need to, you know, graffiti.
So many tattoos.
It's too late.
Yeah, too many.
Too many tattoos.
I also feel the need to put my pants back on. Right?
Oh, no. You should
keep standing here?
No, you should be on a pedestal
naked,
in a museum.
Constantly.
Yeah. And we should walk around looking at you.
Wow.
You know, like, I love Columbus Circle entrance into Central Park because there are these gorgeous bodies in concrete. You know, when I was very young in New York, I used to go there regularly to look at those bags.
I'm watching a dating game.
You should be.
George, you are in love. And
I am.
You are. I see. You're coming on to him like I've never seen before.
You know, Brad used to be like this.
Brad looked like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Does this remind you of young Brad?
Gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
I'm straight up having
show us, George. Touch it.
What?
Are you all? Is it still prickly?
You're going to grab it, aren't you?
Well, I don't want to hurt you.
God, fuck it. Look, dude, just fucking grab it, all right?
I didn't touch it. He wants to touch it. Thank you.
Does it hurt?
Does it feel better now, Jason? Thank you for that, George. You're a little Florence Nightingale.
Oh, my God.
You are very uncomfortable.
Are you uncomfortable with that, Jason?
You are so confident of yourself. You know you are magnetic. You know you do what you do well. Your body is beautiful. And you should not do that to your cock.
And you shouldn't either, George.
I don't know who's being.
Thank you, Robin.
George, this is a bigger catastrophe than the tsunami. I mean, my God.
What do you mean, catastrophe?
I mean,
you're a work of art.
By the way, George.
You really are.
It was nice taking off those clamps and getting this close to Jason, wasn't it? You liked
well,
it.
Well, I just wanted to put a stop to all that.
Right, of course.
I mean,
you did a great job.
Did I do it well? I mean, I was so nervous.
Jason, can I ask you something? With the way
yes, I will.
The way George was just stroking your penis.
Yeah. Did it remind me of having gay sex?
No, I want to know. Did it feel good, though? I mean, you weren't that turned off, were you?
You looked like you were just in agony.
No, I wasn't. It wasn't in pain. It was just a little bit of a maybe a. Oh God! There's
the playback.
Oh my
there's
God! The playback. Look at it.
Oh, look, there it is. Oh, if Brad sees that.
Oh no! On demand, my
Brad
family.
See it. I was trying
me.
To help him.
No, you were. That
I was.
You did it.
There was nothing sexual about that.
That was. Right.
Look, I don't have a problem with gay dudes touching my dick. It's no big deal.
No.
I love gay people.
How come he didn't get hard when he was touching it?
You know,
you have to like really struggle a lot.
You know, you are confident
like
of your sexuality.
Superhero.
I don't. You know who you are.
I feel like I can fly right now, Robert.
and gay people, you know, gazing at you doesn't bother you because you know who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the other attractive thing about you. You are straight. You are proudly straight, and you love your body, and you take care of it.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't make him hard.
Good challenge. Ready, set, go.
All right, thank you, George. Let me tell you something, Jason. You never disappoint.
It sounds to me like George would like to turn him out.
Yeah.
You are a bold, brave, and confident guy. And that is very impressive.
I've never seen George love a guest this much. This is your favorite guest, right? Jason Ellis.
You know, he's got a mind. He's got a body.
Dick. Get on the microphone.
He's got kids.
Right.
He did.
He
got
kids came out of a woman's vagina because my penis was in there.
Sal, that is a very painful thing. You can attest to it. You only took 13 clamps on
it. It was horrible.
It's bleeding. It's bleeding.
Yes, we know, George.
We know. The definition of creepy. But it's a good time. I have no problem with that at all.
Well, you had
the
guy.
Creepy.
What's that?
You said creepy. Was that creepy?
But creepy's good. Like, have you ever had, like, rough sex, choked, and said weird things?
I've had experience.
Creepy makes the world go around.
Right. Listen, Jason, I don't know what just happened in here. I don't know where you're at.
I know exactly what just happened in here.
We're not quite sure of your sexuality.
I'm not clear.
Oh, no, he's married.
Robin, I swear to God, if I wasn't married, I'd show you my sexuality.
He is confidently straight, and I respect him for that.
You were just stroking his cock.
We are very tolerant people. You know,
yes, we are.
I respect straight people as well, and their sexuality.
And you'd have sex with him.
What?
You'd have sex with him if you were free.
If he enjoys it.
Yeah.
It's got to be mutual.
But you want to do me, or am I doing you?
I would love to do you if you enjoy me.
I don't think I could take anal.
It's got to be.
You want to fuck me?
You know, I'm married.
No, but if you were sitting
and you're married too.
Yeah, and I'm a heterosexual dude, but I'm saying if I was gay and we were going to do it, you would want to
put it in. What would you do to
him? Talking about if.
What would you do to him?
Yeah.
Seriously.
If we went to a hotel room
right now, and we were single, right?
I do wrestle. Would you like to wrestle me?
But I don't want you to choke me or, you know, make me unconscious.
No, you just... I'm
not
into that.
What do
you want me to do? Just hold you down?
I am into sensuality.
Softness.
Yes, and I would love your whole body.
Would you pump me slowly?
Slowly? First of all, before we get to that...
Right.
I would kiss your entire body.
Right.
I would let my tongue linger, and I'm particularly, you know, my erogenous zone are my tits,
right?
And I'd love
have
to have you, you know, nibble and kind of tongue
on
my
tits
before we get
on that microphone. I can't hear you. I want to hear you
right into it.
You can't hear.
Turn the microphone towards your mouth.
I'm right. Looking into George's eyes right now.
Right.
And he's looking into yours.
And he's looking into mine, and he wants me to lick his nipples. And this is officially, after you stroking my penis, the gayest thing that I have ever done.
Well, we're talking about it, right?
Penis halfway up my ass, but there
now,
was no
because you're married, and I'm married,
right.
And I'm very happy with who I'm married
Nothing
to.
Nothing wrong with fantasizing.
Exactly that.
And now, I'm not
George,
a fan of
we're
anyway.
Doing.
George, so are you saying after all this kissing goes on, are you going to put your tongue up his ass?
I'll do that.
Do you tongue dart? Anybody tongue darting around here? That makes the
George
world go
does.
Round. Do you
George
do that?
Does.
Make your tongue stiff and then dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it. You do that?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
If I was gay, I'd be so into that.
But then a guy phoned in saying that E. coli. Well, we shower before we do that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
So, George, you fantasize about putting your penis in his ass.
Yes.
What position?
And doing a lot of other things.
What position?
What position should he be in? On his back?
No.
Legs over his head?
Bent over.
From behind.
Right.
You want to do me from behind?
From behind.
Do you say stuff if we were going to do it? Would you say stuff to me?
What would you say?
God help me.
That's right.
Fuck
you probably would.
That's right.
And that would not turn me on.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No,
I
would suddenly go limp.
I would react to whatever you're saying. Do you have a thing like, am I a naughty boy? Or what would you call? What would be your pet name?
No, it would be loving you. and enjoying
no pet name?
And,
yeah, you say you love me?
Well, I mean, I have pet names for my Brad.
Right, are you thinking of a pet name for Jason?
I would have to get there.
Right.
Would you say I have hot balls?
Oh, you have.
That's right.
And you would say the words hot balls.
Hot balls.
Would you ever play grandfather-grandson with him?
Oh.
You know how that goes.
Horrible.
Well, hey, never mind that.
Look, you know what? You can bounce back from shit like that. I'm living proof.
You absolutely
can. Like, maybe I did
suck at
it. And maybe some people weren't paying attention to me when I was a little baby. But
look
now,
at you now.
Right, right.
Now,
getting people to choke you
out. I am the
out.
King of the world. Look, you jacked me off. It's no big deal to me. I'll walk out of here and go back to my hotel room and think I'm glorious.
You are. You don't have to go back to your hotel room. You are glorious here.
Are you going to let him put it in your ass, George?
Good question.
You
are. If it's mutual. If it's
mutual.
We're talking about if. Remember, everything is.
You must really be in love with him because you don't like taking it in the ass, but for him, you do it.
Well, that's what being in love means, right?
Right.
You would love me straight away without even, like, our first date?
No. I would get to know you.
When would I fuck you in the ass? Would it be the first date?
But I already know enough about you from what you've demonstrated here.
So that we could have sex tonight?
Well, no, I know that you're straight.
No,
I mean,
stop doing that.
And you love your wife.
If we were single, after this show, right now, we met, would you, if I went back to the hotel room?
I've done that many times.
Would you let me fuck you in the ass?
You know, in a previous life, I've done it.
Yeah, in a previous life.
Yeah, previous life, that was a few years ago. Okay.
What position?
What?
What position would you like me to do it in?
Well, I would like it in every position.
Always.
You know, upside down,
sideways.
That's
how I roll.
That's how you roll. If you're going to do it the right way.
I like
listen
all kinds
to me.
Of angles.
We've learned a lot today. I've learned more about you today than I ever thought I would.
I learned more about myself today than I thought mean, I would.
Let me review.
I'm impressed.
Here's what I've seen today, Robin.
Oh, boy.
I've seen Jason Ellis walk in here, talk about his childhood, make some wild family accusations. We don't know if they're
true.
Tried
to get his grandfather on the phone.
Tried to. He was very brave about that. We know that he is the number one single on the heavy metal charts. I mean, this is pretty impressive stuff.
Heady
but nothing.
Stuff.
But then he took a nipple clamps, attached how many to your dick?
I don't even know. 1.30 or something.
1.30 like that. George was so moved, he came out from behind the console, over to Jason, started manipulating and taking these clamps off, and before I know it, there was stroking going
then
on.
Then he was comforting.
I really don't think is truthful.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you really felt what you felt about your grandfather, you would not wait to get on the Howard Stern show publicly to talk to him. You would have had a conversation with him privately.
I know. I don't want to talk to him at
Why
all.
Why have you not?
At first, I thought it was my father that did it, and I didn't ever bring it up to him. I don't want to face anybody.
Wouldn't you?
Here, I will face anything, because here is very similar to my radio show.
I believe your grandfather is innocent.
That's what I think, too.
I do, too.
I do.
I fucking hope so.
I hope so, too.
Well, somebody
And
did
you
it.
Had not asked him.
I think it might have been George.
Well, that
it might have been.
What if the original story is true? A stranger did it. Now, your mother should have protected you if she knows who the stranger
that's
is.
Still,
I agree with
still
you.
That still goes with the, why
that's
are you
right.
guys letting
listen,
that slide?
That's right. Absolutely agree with you, in all seriousness.
That bounce back, it's over.
All right. Listen, Jason.
Very
Let's
happy.
Give you a plug. I mean, it's the least we can do for you after what we just saw.
I would appreciate that.
For those of you who are fans of Howard TV, I can guarantee you will not believe what Jason just did with
I
George.
I guarantee you should not go to Howard TV. Sorry.
It's not
George did. And by the way, George, thank you for stepping in and stopping that nonsense.
Absolutely.
Right. What does it say about the audience that that's going to be the highest rated show?
It means you're all gay.
It's not going to be. The only
oh,
way you
be.
Can even that up is if you have a split screen where my dick is being stroked. Oh, there it is again. Fucking gosh. You double hand jacked me?
He did.
I closed my eyes.
Double
hand jacked me and patted it like a puppy. I'm a fucking kid, George.
Video
of me getting jacked off double handed.
You have to remember, you had all those nipple clamps on you.
Wait a second. Brad,
I was trying to soothe it.
Brad's lawyer is on the phone. Yes.
Hello, George.
Yes.
George Epstein. Brad's lawyer, we just got a hold of some videotape of you stroking an Australian guy's cock, and Brad would like half.
Half the cock or half the money?
Half the cock. All right, listen. Thank you, George, for stepping in and stopping that. I do appreciate it.
He's a real man.
Jason, thank you for being a great guest, as you always are. We
Thanks
all will tune in to your show, as we know the following things. Jason Ellis has a new show, Ellis Mania, premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on Fuel TV.
That's
Sounds
right.
like a winner. Sounds like a lot of punching, kicking, you getting knocked
it's
out.
It's very, very funny.
Musical
That's
chairs.
The main thing. Very, very funny.
That's what we want. Check out the Jason Ellis Show.
That's right.
That happens weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on Faction.
That's right.
Number 28, Sirius Channel 28.
Afternoons, I've got your back, afternoon people that pay good money on Sirius XM.
You
listen
bet.
To me and I have got your fucking back. I will die for you.
Good. I like that you're here. XM Channel 62 as well, we should mention. That's where you can find... 52. Sorry.
52.
Check... I'm a little shook up. Check out Jason at ellismania.com and on Twitter at ellismate. Robin...
Yes.
Now, that's a guy who goes full out.
Can I mention my truck racing thing real quick? That's my new thing that I want to do more than anything.
You want to race trucks now?
Yeah, I am racing. I just started racing trucks. No, that's my... I'm fighting and I'm doing all this stuff, but I'm going to pull out pretty soon. I'm getting punched in the face because it's...
You can't brain top damage. Having George Takei's wedding ring stroking your cock.
What about if he blew me in the truck while I won the race?
That would be something. All right, listen. Loved having you here.
Thanks, Dave.
Being here. Jeff the Drunk wants the last word on your interview. Go ahead, Jeff the Drunk.
Dave, Jason?
Yeah, mate.
How are you doing? I wanted to congratulate you.
Right, I want to congratulate you on drinking that much this time in the morning.
That's
Holy
right.
Holy fucking shit.
Not many people can do that. All right, listen, I'll let you go. Jason, thank you, and we will listen to you in the afternoon and watch your new TV show. We'll be back right after these words. All right, an exciting morning it is. Who knows?
Was indeed.
Robin, I'm going to ask John Hine to come in here now and tell us what he's thinking about tackling on that wrap-up show of his. I think he's got a lot to tackle. What do you say there, Johnny?
Howard, Jason Ellis takes tremendous pride in his foreskin and his ability to get punched in the face, and he'll take a bite from a dragon lizard and make out with George if he's on fire, if he feels that would be entertaining.
Well, yesterday George made out with Benji. Now he's giving hand jobs. Tomorrow, I think there's going to be actual anal here. I'm not kidding.
Oh, good Lord. What does tomorrow hold?
Who knows?
Well, we're going to talk about seeing Jason up here again and how Howard wishes he was a real man like him.
That's right.
Why Jason felt challenged by Howard's comments on the crazy edge that all skateboarders seem to have. How Jason is up for a musical chair fight or getting knocked out, but has no interest in any altercations with somebody who just happens to be angry, and was making that international call to Jason's grandfather more dangerous than that nipple clamp penis battle where Sal came up short and George mercifully removed the clamps and lovingly made Jason feel much, much better.
Right.
Explain herself. But we should lead off with Jason Ellis stopping by. And Jason, always a ton of energy, great accent. The guy does crazy stuff. And the question would be, what would the challenge be this time that Sal, and I give Sal credit for rising or attempting to rise to the challenge and losing to Jason. But all that was trumped by George and how he handled that situation. Sal, you were there. What was going on? First of all, how badly did those clamps
hurt? My God, they hurt so much. At first, it wasn't bad, but the thing is with that game, the more you clamp your penis and the surface area starts to stretch out and there's nothing to hold on to, that's when it gets really, really painful. So in the beginning, when I'm clamping it to the tip of my foreskin, and it's pretty meaty there, it's like a piece of cauliflower, that's not a problem. But once that whole area is covered,
then it becomes like a zucchini.
Pretty much
grabbing the
right, and try to you can't clamp a zucchini. That's actually a good analogy. Try putting a clamp on a zucchini. So I'm trying to clamp this zucchini, and once I find a millimeter of skin to clamp it on, that tiny piece of skin is just, it's just killing me. It was extremely painful. And I'm surprised Jason went as far as he did. I mean, he got to the point where his dick was bleeding, which is crazy.
You weren't bleeding, were you?
No. Well, I was on the verge of bleeding, but once I'm drawing blood out of my dick, that's it. That's where all bets are off. I couldn't continue.
Did you expect to lose this challenge, or do you think you had a shot?
I did the best that I could. I mean, if you're a scientist, just based on basic surface area, if you're going to put clamps on a thumb versus clamps on a forearm, you're going to probably put more clamps on a forearm. He had the bigger dick one. That's the bottom line.
Jason seems to have a thing in his personality where he has to win at that sort of thing. And he seems to be willing to go way further, like getting punched in the head and all that other stuff. He seems to not give a shit. Yeah. I'll tell you, there was a moment there where I'm sure there's a photo of me that'll end up on the internet where you know, Jason's to my right, and he's standing up, and he's buck fucking naked. Sal's to my left, and he's buck naked. And I had to go in there and sit on the couch because they hadn't opened up enough nipple clamps out of the packages to get to the contest quick enough. So I was like opening, yeah. I was like shucking corn.
It was great. He was like a stagehand for dicks.
Exactly. And Jason's like, oh, Gary, how's the kids and everything? But it really was one of those things where I really didn't look. You know, I tried hard not to look.
Yeah.
Well, one guy who was looking was George Takei.
Oh, yeah.
And George was genuinely concerned, but it seemed like he wasn't concerned for you, Sal. He was concerned for Jason.
He caressed that dick like a cat, like an old lady pets a cat. It was like, meow, come here, baby. And his eyes lit up. He was drooling at the mouth. And he caressed that cock.
And the other thing, we talk about this all the time, you know, like when guys used to hit on Robin. There's a tone in the change of your voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It drops a couple of registers. He's Will, like, oh, that's a beautiful penis.
Will was saying the second it came out, there was something in George's eyes. It just, he immediately, Gary, I don't think he can help himself.
He can't.
No way.
His face changes. There's this like sort of visceral tone that comes from his gut.
It's sort of like the Bugs Bunny episodes when you're on an island and you're starving and all of a sudden somebody, like the steak is flying over your head and you just go into that trance where the fumes of the steak just cause you to walk. And that's exactly, when a dick comes out, it's just like, hello, Robin. Ooh.
Benji, did you notice George falling for Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly, you know, like we've said before, it's like when, you know, it's the same thing. Like we say, they're just like regular people. It's like when I see a hot chick and you're like, you just like, oh my God, I gotta have her. That's the look he had. And I really wonder, like, you know, is he putting us on about the rules with Brad, or are they, you know, what's going on?
Well, what do you mean putting us on? What's the rule?
I hope he is, because if he's not, I think he's going to hear about today.
Well, what's the rule?
Well, that they don't, you know, touch other people. It seems like that's supposed to be the rule.
Yeah, no, I would think that's the rule. If you're saying that it's like a regular couple, the rule is you don't touch.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
But don't you think that there's some, and this, I'm completely making this up, don't you think there's some understanding there? Like, Brad sort of knows how George is and what he got into, and like, George isn't doing it. He's doing it because he's just being George.
So what do you do for a living? Working the Howard Stern Show, right?
Yeah.
Do you and your wife have an understanding about what you can touch and who you can touch?
Okay.
What's the understanding?
That I don't touch anyone.
There you go.
That's it.
So why is it different for George and Brad?
Because maybe they have an understanding that George can.
They don't, because when he played Guess What's in My Pouch that day, he got in trouble.
Whoa. When he had that guy Jonah Falcon up here for the bachelor party, and he touched that guy's dick, he got in trouble.
He was pulling on it like a cord on a lawnmower.
So knowing that, again, what overcomes George at that point? Because it seems like he gives it about 3 seconds of thought, and then he's got to go do what he's got to go do.
I've seen people in here before who've been part of the show who are like, you know, my wife told me if I do this, I'm going to get in trouble, and then they just can't help themselves.
You get hypnotized by the genitals.
He's putting on a little bit of a show. There's no question about that. And there's real horniness there. But I wonder, like, you know, how far he'd really go.
I'm more fascinated with George, and I've said this before, heterosexual, gay, or anything. I would love to be that horny when I'm 73.
Yeah.
I hope I've got the same drive that he's got.
Yeah, he's got one hell of a drive. Thomas in Kentucky, you're on the wrap-up show.
John, Gary, Benzie, morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, my question is, you know, and y'all was touching on it, about George Takei and I guess talking like a little schoolgirl over Jason this morning. I mean, he went out of character a little bit more than he normally does on the Stern Show. My question is, I mean, is Brad going to give him some leeway because, you know, he does make regular visits to the Stern Show, or is this going to put him in a little bit more into the fire, I guess you'd say?
Again, John was saying maybe they have an understanding. The thing that, again, that I can only speak from experience is it's not what my wife heard, it's how someone tells her what she heard. Someone will call or someone will email and say, oh my God, and before you know it, you know, it's become something that it wasn't.
Before you know it, George is petting the guy's cock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
George here said yesterday that Brad does not listen when George is on. So we know Brad's going to get this third hand.
Right.
There's only one thing that fucks you harder than anything on the show, and that's the grapevine. Will fuck you hard.
It's true. Sal's absolutely true, because hearing something is never as bad as being told third hand by somebody.
Yeah. And it seems that George's defense, Thomas, is going to be, he was in pain, I was trying to help him out, I was trying...
That all worked until he got to that other part. Like, at the beginning, when he was like, oh, let me help you, I thought he could sort of pull that one off, pardon the pun.
Exactly.
It was like, he was helping, he was helping.
I think So removing the clamps would have been okay, but nursing him back to health was the no-no?
I agree. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, wasn't that what Clinton tried to claim at first? That Monica was in a diabetic coma and he was trying to like give her some like insulin or something?
So, Thomas, to answer your question, yeah, I think George is going to hear about it, but, you know, I'd like to be a fly.
But I wonder, like, is it a joke to them or is it a real thing, you know?
Or does George play it off as a joke?
Right.
Exactly.
There's
guys,
only one
thank
way.
You for your...
Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Thomas.
I was going to say, guys, thanks for your time. Have a great day and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
What are you going
to
say?
I was going to say, to truly find out, let's have Brad sit in on the couch and play the video for him and see his genuine reaction. That'll be a good behind-the-scenes show. I'm down for that.
Were you insulted that George didn't take care of...
By the way, we could follow that up with a behind-the-scenes show with your wife.
I knew that was coming.
I would love to see Christine's reaction when she sees you licking Richard's taint.
No, I kissed it. Richard licked my balls.
Oh, kissed.
Yes, there's a difference.
My apologies.
Sal, were you insulted that George wasn't coming over to you and trying to take care of you?
No, not one bit. He can focus on Ellis's cock all day long as far as I'm concerned.
What would you have done if he came over and sort of pulled the same thing that he pulled on Jason?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think I would have pulled away. I would have. The only time I let George touch my penis is the time we played Guess What's in My Pouch, and that was for a game. But just to touch it for sexual purposes, no way. I don't.
What if the game was how long can George touch your cock for?
I'm in.
Okay.
I also thought there was something funny that went on today, and I know every heterosexual guy has to preface this with, I'm not gay. But, you know, Sal drops his pants and Jason starts making fun of his dick.
Right.
But then Jason dropped his pants and I didn't think there was anything going on where you would make fun of somebody else.
Yeah, Sal, that had to make you feel better because you've been getting a lot of crap about how small your penis is.
Well, that make me feel. It was David and Goliath in there. How do I feel better?
So, but Gary,
he was the monster.
I didn't think there was that much more going on.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I didn't think
Gary, you were on the ground like a puppy dog, just flinging.
No. I looked up on the monitor.
Okay,
it wasn't like the kind of thing where.
Well, the monitor adds 10 pounds. Well, maybe it adds a few inches.
You know,
I don't know.
They say your penis always looks smaller to you than just something about the eye.
Your
perception,
angle,
yeah.
Did you see some huge disparity?
No, but I wasn't like. Right. I don't remember thinking that, but I wasn't being a fool.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it that you find my dick not as small as I thought.
I don't find your dick at all. I happen to glance. I glanced, as you like to say.
All right, we do glance.
I did the glance.
Thank you, Coach Ditko. Welcome back to the wrap-up show, 888 Stern 100. And now joining us is penis nipple clamp champion, Jason Ellis.
It's great to be here. I love the names that I get involving my dick. My wife just texted me and said, do I have to, because she just woke up, she didn't hear the show, and she's like, do I have anything to worry about that involves you and George Takei? And I was like,
I don't think you have to be worried.
I was like, just a little, he might be in trouble, huh?
I don't know.
Dude, he pretty much is kind of...
Him and your grandfather have a lot in common.
So we don't know if it's him yet.
Yeah, it's alleged, Sal.
Alleged.
Gotta remember. You know why I don't mind that? Because even if it isn't me, and it's just my auntie, or even worse, like, because I feel like the main one that my mom was talking about, the one that I believe is a possibility, because the way my dad was with being such a tough guy, and, like, it was a weird thing to, it's all, you know, I mean, I'm a grown-ass man, my brain works real good now. When my mom said that, I was like, fuck, my dad started, you know, he's such a manly dude, maybe he got fucked with, he never liked his father. I never saw them talk to each other in a friendly way, ever.
Why did you think at first it was your dad?
Because that was the that's the story that I told to my imaginary friend when I was tripping on acid.
So you made it up, and then you made it.
I was in a pool. My girlfriend said I was in a pool, standing in the pool, talking to my imaginary friend, and then I started to cry and wank on about how I had to suck a dick or something.
But it's in the back. But it had to be in your head.
Yeah.
That you thought it was your dad. It had to be in your head, right?
Yeah. No, I said that, and then at one point I didn't live there anymore. I lived in America, but I just stayed at my parents' house, and I got up one day and I was leaving, and he was there, and he's like, I heard you had, you know, made a bit of a flashback about some shit, and I was like, yeah. And he said, I heard you thought it was me. And I was like, yeah, but it wasn't. I just knew it wasn't. It's not, so it doesn't even matter. And then I just walked off and got in my fucking...
Sounds like a very healthy conversation.
Well, that's how he was. That's right. That's why I try to break it. I'm trying to be like the best Ellis. Because I got kids now, and that's the thing that makes it so hard to talk to my mom, because I look at my kids, I look at their faces, you know what I mean, and who they are. Somebody fucking touched my kid.
Oh, forget
it. Right. Or somebody even... If somebody blew... Like, I smoke weed. But if somebody blew weed in my kid's face... You're fucking done, man. Like, I will fucking annihilate you. I don't have a friend, I don't associate with anybody who does that.
Right.
But she did, and still to this day, if she said she was sorry, I'd be cool. But still to this day, she was. It's like, those were the days. Those were the times. People were crazy then. We had crazy friends. What can I tell you? Like it's...
Right, right.
Does she know that you're kind of like, oh, why the fuck did you let this happen?
I've never gone that far. I mean, we've always been... we've had big falling outs when my parents got divorced and stuff, and she's laid a lot of guilt on me, and there's only been one flip out where I was like, I'm leaving, I'm moving to my dad's house. And
But even as a grown-up, because you're a grown man now with kids, you've never said, hey, Ma, you know, I know you said those were the times, but, like, how did you let this happen? Did you ever think about it?
Look, one time I brought up the speed thing. A guy gave me speed at a party to keep me there so he could fuck my mum. He was like her boyfriend or something at the time. And he said, I'll give you something that'll keep you awake. Just don't tell anybody. So I go, I don't want it. I'm 11. I'm like, I don't want it. And then I leave and I tell my mom and my dad. And then my dad was like looking for that guy. But I brought that up like 2 years ago in a car because I only see her for like 2 days a year. And I was like, hey, you know, remember that fucking, what happened to that dude, your boyfriend, that tried to offer me crystal meth? And she was like, oh, you know, he's still around. I saw him at Southland one time, and he had no teeth, looked terrible. And I'm like, so what, you talk to him? And she's like, yeah, yeah, he looked terrible, very, very sick. He looks like he's still on drugs. And I'm like, what about what he did? And he's like, well, you know what, he was on a lot of drugs at the time, and he wasn't himself. Like, just even if he's not even around, can't you just say fuck the guy and lie to me and say that you would kill him? Like,
or just say, you know what, man, it was a fucked up time, but I put you in some weird shit, and I shouldn't have.
I just knew she didn't get it. My mom doesn't get stuff, so I'm not going to be offended by it because my mom is not that smart, and what she's saying, she thinks is, she doesn't understand how bad that sounds to her son.
I don't know if I missed this on the show this morning, but do you go to the shrink?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about this morning?
No.
Do you go to the shrink and do you talk about all of this shit?
Yeah.
And does it help?
Yeah. No, I've never been happier.
Good.
I've never been... I mean, it's especially now, how busy I am with all the TV shows and the kids and all the other bullshit that I'm trying to pull off to show off. It's pretty tiring, but the one thing that I have now, thanks to the therapist, is home is cool because I'm not dealing with that other shit anymore.
What's your biggest hang-up at the therapist and what have you gotten out of it?
Fuck holding my wife on the couch, on her back on the couch, and me holding the back of her head and fucking her head. And my balls are titty fucking her boobies.
So, how does that come up with the shrink?
Therapist made us have really good sex.
Oh.
Was that one of your biggest hangups, that your sex life sucked?
Yeah, I was gonna leave her. That's how I broke up with her in the first place.
That's when that whole escapade
happened with the man guy.
And so the therapist says that's what you should do, so naturally she's going to follow.
There was a whole bunch of other stuff that was all my fault first. I fixed all those.
And your reward was that you got to...
No, look, every time we go, it would be like, look, you need to do this, you need to do that. Look, everyone's trying to be nice, but I get it. I know what everyone... I get the fucking vibe in the room. It's stop being a fucking crazy fuck-up. But you are crazy. People need to deal with that because that's the kind of person you are, and... But you can do this, you can try to do this. I worked on myself. Be better, be more, listen to my wife, try to feel her emotions. It's not all about me all the time. You know, dude.
No, I get it.
I didn't know that stuff. I didn't have any of that training. Before. So I made all that, and then I had a lot of issues to deal with, you know, drugs and the whole fucking I suck and I suck the dick and, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. That whole drama. And I still work on that. I'm not over it. My brother, my father's death, all these things gave me crazy anxiety and stress. Now we go in there, and every now and then it's, Andrea, you know what I mean? You're not paying enough attention to Jason. He's working hard, and I'm just sitting there going, fuck yeah. What? Anal?
fuck yeah. Like you say anal, but you know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm like, man, this is going to turn out to be sweet.
Sal, you should go to this therapist.
Can I have his number, please?
Yeah, no.
Sal, has the therapist ever said, Christine, you know, Sal's doing really well. You need to do something for him.
We went to a marriage counselor. I went in there on the first day. I cried my eyes out. She was laughing like a hyena.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And yeah, and we left and we get in the car and she goes, that's just how I deal with my emotions. You know, I can't deal with it. And then she goes, I can't believe we paid that amount of money. I could have bought a new pair of jeans with that. So that's pretty much where our therapy
maybe
went.
Maybe she's just lying because she doesn't want to suck that fucking shit.
Oh, she doesn't. And she hasn't. She refuses.
Does she cry at anything? Does she cry?
When I come home.
No, seriously. Does she cry?
Yeah, she cries from time to time. She holds a lot in, but she does cry from... But she doesn't cry. She didn't cry at therapy.
It must have been very weird while you were crying and she was laughing.
Well, I mean, Jason, the therapist's mouth was wide open. Like, wow, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I thought it was kind of weird too. But after two more sessions, I said, "Fuck this. You're right. Go buy your jeans. I'll go buy. I'll go to a massage."
The therapist can't do that.
Yeah, Jason brings up an excellent point though. He's making changes. He's doing all this stuff. He's admitting that he's got to change this and that. Yeah. And when they go to his wife, it's like, well, what are you doing here? With you, it seemed like you were making all these changes and doing all this stuff, but what was Christine doing for you?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't think she was able to handle therapy as well as I was. I don't know if I was able to handle it as well. I mean, I broke down. She was laughing. The dynamic was so off the wall. It was so crazy.
Yeah, it's just you can't give up. It's
three times is nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, three times is nothing. And after the third time, I felt like we were just spinning our wheels. And I said, all right, fine. And then I went to a therapist alone who was referred by Jim Florentine, who's a phenomenal therapist. And I went to him for quite some time. And I took a little break. But I had to change myself. And my wife and I are getting along a lot better. We are. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, man.
No. But the harder you work on it, I find to me, it's just, I work on it like I work on the radio show. I mean, I spend time studying what it's like to be my wife and what she would want me to do when I come home.
Well,
and
I think it would
that
be... I think
makes it easy.
I think your personality, we would admit, your personality is that there's an on switch and an off switch.
Yeah.
And so with anything you take
on...
Well,
you know, with radio, after the show, man, I get pretty dark for an hour because I get, I mean, I just fucking, I burst the bubble. I'm done. Well, I don't want to hear anybody.
What was it like for you? I know that you're a huge fan of the show, and I know that you probably labor over coming on the show the way Howard labors on going on Letterman.
Oh,
so
sure.
Like, on a day like today, like, do you walk out of there, you know you hit a home run?
No.
Because you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you hit a home run today, right? Everybody agrees? I mean, everyone loved it. But do you not know that when you walk out of there?
No. This time I felt like I did better than the last time, but I... As soon as I walked out, I started critiquing what I didn't say.
Well, what do you feel? What did you miss? What do you feel you missed?
I just feel that I was a little stressed and less humorous. I felt like there was a lot of, you know, I mean, I have a lot of things that just come flying out that are just funny that none of those came out. I just did the torture the dick thing.
Now, Jason, when George comes over to take off those clamps.
Yeah. It wasn't even that. It was before that.
Like when Howard
was on the other side and he started talking to me. There was a thing there where I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But I know people that aren't cool with that because you're straight up fucking flirting with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've had penthouse pets in my studio. Every now and then they'll give you that look where I'm like, well, that's very flattering. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that. And George was giving me that before he even came around. Like,
yeah.
He was shaking a little bit. I'm like,
his eyes a flutter a bit.
Yeah, but I thought we were having fun. I'm having fun.
It was fun. Course.
You had somewhat of a chubby, though, after he caressed your penis.
I was trying to get it bigger, and you know, because I kept stretching it. Good. I want gay people to want to suck it. Is there something wrong with that?
No, go ahead.
I want everybody to want it.
You want a gay man to suck your penis?
No, I want
him
to want
to
suck my penis.
I don't think a straight man would. That makes sense.
I want everyone to want to suck my cock except my friends, because it's like when you go in a locker room. Like, I'll change with random dudes and their dick can come out, but I ain't fucking changing with Bubba Booey over here. Like, now that I know you, I don't want to see your dick in the locker
Does
room.
Does it bother you if a
you
guy,
change and then I'll
if
come
a guy
in.
Waits in the locker room just to see your cock?
Who does? What? Is that you? Is that what you do?
The guy sitting right over here.
No, wait a minute. You watch cocks?
No, I don't. He I does. Glance. I'm
You're a cock watcher in the gym?
I glance
out of curiosity. I will fucking kick you in the face.
Really quickly explain to Jason
when
what
I'm in the, Jason, Yeah. When I'm in the locker room, you just said
what
that.
What is it?
When I'm in the locker room.
You're not really trying to tell me a story that's true, are you?
Not the way they're putting it. It's out of context.
In any way
it's
at all?
It's out of context. So okay. No.
Put it in your words.
Curiosity factor. I just joined the gym. I've never worked out in my life, as you could tell. And I just joined the gym. And when I'm in the locker room, a lot of men have a tendency to get naked. So now I'm trying to fulfill my curiosities as a man. For example, there's a guy who's mentally challenged, a retard, and his dick was small. And usually retarded people have big dicks.
I would want to see a retarded dick.
Okay. Yeah, secondly, there was an Asian. I tried to fulfill that curiosity. Right. You would think it would be...
Wait a minute. Were they all in the locker room at the same time?
No,
naked?
These are all different...
How long were you there waiting for the entire race of dick to come in?
Okay. Good question.
A month.
Yeah, right.
We were doing this over the period of
research.
I hope you filmed it.
No, I wish I could. I tried to take pictures, but I knew they would throw me out. I did take my BlackBerry out, but I'm like, nah, I'm crossing the line here. So I saw an Asian with a normal sized dick, thinking it would be small. I saw a retard with a small dick, thinking it would be big. And I seen a guy like you, actually, a real buff guy who I was hoping. Now here I am changing.
You're hoping you had a little dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, he dropped the towel and I was so deflated. It was a really bad moment. It's like scratching a lottery ticket and you're on the third one you can win a million and it's just like a fucking potato. Like, ah, fuck.
You never know.
And I was pretty disappointed the whole day for that one. Well, the whole day at the gym. So that's what I do. I'm not on a mission. I don't go into a locker room and look for dick. I'm not the Jack Cousteau of penis. I go in there, I get in and I get out, and if I happen to see a certain nationality, I fulfill my curiosity.
And his last one was a black guy who he waited and waited.
I did
and
wait
waited,
for the black.
But he didn't pull his
There was a
pants
cliffhanger
out
on the show.
See, waiting for the dick.
Wait, that's right.
That's wrong. Even though they didn't say it was a long time, but if you see a guy come in and you wait until his pants come off to see the size
true
of his dick, you are way gay.
He went to go. He went to go.
No, I didn't wait.
He did. Well, hold on. He saw a black guy at Tidy Whitey's, and he went over to where the guy was blow drying his hair because he thought that maybe he'd be able to see.
No,
it.
I went to blow dry my hair. Well, I saw the guy, and based on the cliffhanger here, Jason. Last time we spoke, Gary goes, "Did you see any black dick yet?" I go, "No, not yet." But I got to see my first black guy in the gym in the locker room. I'm leaving. So I'm on my way out. I go, wow, a black fella here. So
I was on the way out. If you didn't work for this fucking radio show, I would call the cops.
Hold on. Again, it's a cliffhanger. Gary asked, so I saw the black
don't,
fella.
Don't make it sound like you had to stay.
I didn't.
You it's had the to obvious stay cliffhanger.
Wait. He made it sound like he had to go back so he could come report to me. You know what I mean?
No,
so,
you're the gay one. I believe that.
No
I believe
one told
that
you to do this.
No,
this is your
I believe
curiosity.
You did. That's why it's I think it's curiosity okay. That's what I'm saying. I believe you did it, research, to tell the story and tell Gary.
It's like your obsession with the show. Like you walked out and critiqued yourself. When Gary asked me last, he goes, how about some black dick? I go, haven't seen one yet. Saw the black fella. Put on the brakes.
I get
hit
it.
Hit the blow dryer.
I get it.
Try to finagle my eyeballs a little bit, and he put on his sweatpants, so I messed up. But
I get
but
it, though.
Stay tuned, everybody, in the wrap-up show. We will eventually find out.
It's really Gary's the perverted one.
Maybe.
He's using
you. Can't
you
just do a show? Can't you just do a segment where you get random people to come in and guess their size and just get them all to drop it?
We could do that, yeah.
But then you could just nip it in the butt instead of being creepy at your gym.
Yeah, you want to make it a Howard 101 special, so where you critique dick.
Yeah.
I don't want to critique it, but again.
Do you want to come on my show, and I'll do it on my show today? I'll just get like a
no,
bunch of
anybody
wants to come in and pull their dick
but
out.
But Jason, the
dick
point
frenzy.
The point is, it doesn't have to happen for a show. He's doing this in his gym.
But I believe he's doing it for research and development for the show.
I am. And the way, well, I said it fulfills my curiosity.
You don't think, Gary, you don't think?
Look,
I think he wants to know.
Do you think if he fired him, he would continue to do it?
Yeah, I do, because I think he wants to know.
I think we all want to know. I think
no, you fucked yourself.
No, I didn't.
Nobody wants to
we
know
all
everybody's
want to know
penis
I'm
size
telling you. We all, when Steve Brandano takes a fucking piss, and if there's a guy next to him, and he has the opportunity to get an eighth of a glance just to see if he's holding up in the society of men, he's going to do it. That's us. We're men. We measure up. We measure our biceps against biceps, our chest against chest, and our cocks against cocks.
I think it's only for insecure penises.
Well, I'm insecure. Look at it. It looks like an aardvark. It's a disaster. So maybe it is. Maybe
I don't look. Yep. Ronnie was next to me yesterday.
You don't know what you're missing.
Steve, we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Jason, plus a little bit on those radio wars. Welcome back to the wrap-up show, 888-STERN-100. Jason Ellis sitting in with us for the remainder of the show. And let's get a couple calls. We'll talk to Jay in Jersey. Jay, you're on the wrap-up show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Jay. What's up?
All right. Hey, best show in a long time. Ellis and Howard together, my two favorites. Hey, you can't beat it. Can't beat it. Ellis' show every day.
Yeah.
So with Powers.
Every day. Get a new car.
Hey, you know what? You
got to
do, though. Ellis, you got to drop that Kawasaki and give it 2-2.
I love Chad Reed, but I'm a Kawasaki guy all the time. This is awesome radio, man. By the way. Let's talk motor. Let's do car talk. Get runny.
Jay, I'm glad. Oh, he'll come down. Believe me. Jay, I'm glad you enjoyed Jason on the show. When Howard was talking to you about being a skateboarder and the edge you kind of need for it, did you feel like he was insulting you a little bit?
You know, but I didn't think that he meant it. But because I know that a lot of people look at me that way. You know, I thought it was cool to say that. Like, yeah, I'm crazy and I don't care what happens to me. There he is, the man. I have to. You know, it's like a warrior thing, like football players that get brain damage. Do you know what it's like to love something so much that you don't care what happens? Like, now that I've got kids, things have changed. Like, you know, I want to be a fighter. Like, I trained and I had a couple of fights and I got the taste for it big time. As I said, I don't want to fight in the streets or anything, but I fucking love the sport of boxing and mixed martial arts. I love it. But I'm not going to... I got offered like 20 grand to fight, and I was like, I could be a real fighter, because I got a little bit of a radio name and skateboarder, so I'm going to get paid way more than somebody who's obviously way better than me. But I wanted to do that as a career. I would do the next 3 years of fighting, but I won't do it because I know that my head's... I can't take those strikes. It's not fair to the kids.
So what about the band thing? The band thing you can do and make really great money and not get hit in the head.
Yeah, no, I am doing the band thing. I just... to me, the radio show is... That's everything.
What you love doing.
That's what I am. You know what I mean? I got these TV shows. I got the Fuel TV show tonight, and then I've got two other shows that I'm planning to do. But if they blew up tomorrow and I became the new Robin Big or whatever, I'm not fucking leaving the radio station for one day. My whole plan was to be famous outside to get respect on the radio, because after a couple of years in this game, I noticed that no one gives a shit about you unless you're fucking Martha Stewart. So I'm going to make myself Martha Stewart with a stapled dick and get some respect in this game.
Dan in Chicago, you're on the wrap-up show.
Yeah, do you guys ever get turned off by all this gay shit? I mean, you're one step away from having a guy gangbang or a bunch of blowjobs on the show. I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough?
Today,
I mean, most of your demographic are guys with college degrees in their 40s.
And everybody knows everybody that goes to college hates fags.
Dan, I gotta go with Jason on that. I mean, it doesn't matter what your degree is. Funny is funny, and today was very funny.
Yeah.
It was a funny bit.
I didn't go to school long enough. I learned was sucking dick is hilarious.
I think there's a lot of people that watch Jackass with college degrees and laugh their ass off.
Yeah.
You thought it was funny when they're putting nipple clamps on cocks?
Yes.
And then Howard's asking, what's his face? Well, what would you do to Jason, you know, if you two guys were alone and you were going at it? I mean, come on. At what point?
I know, I almost vomited in my own mouth, sir.
Yeah, but you got to say something, too. It wasn't like we took a random gay guy off the street. It's because we know George, and we know his situation, and we know and love him, and he usually tries to be so restrained, but he couldn't help himself. That's where the humor comes
in. And it's funny because we all hate gays.
Jason, you said you saw that look in George's eye before he even got up and came around. Once he came and started touching you,
yeah.
How far do you think things were going to go?
Not that far. You know?
But if it was up to George...
Well, he wasn't going to jack me off in the studio, but even if you want to jack me off, I'm like Richard and Sal, like, you know, I'm not going to fucking come, dude. I'm not a gay dude.
Oh, that's the part that makes it gay? Like, he could jack you off all he wants, but
if you
come, it's gay?
No, if he jacked me off for like 45 seconds,
why don't
okay,
we have
that's
a,
gay.
Jason,
but I'm saying if he reached over and was like, oh, I can't help it, and gave me two big fucking strokes, and I pulled his arm off and went, whoa, dude. That would be hilarious.
Why don't we have a game? We have three gay guys jack us off. First guy that comes loses.
I knew that was going to be a chip. I mean,
where was your pal Richard? I expected him to be in there.
Well, he was going to be my nipple clamper assistant. But I don't know. I don't know. I asked him to do it. He's like, no, buddy, this is your thing. You go for
okay,
it.
Hey, Richard's changed since he got engaged.
No, he would have been involved.
Richard's evolving.
You know, maybe he'll play the gay jack off who comes first game. Who knows? But he enjoyed it.
All right, I hear Steve playing the Pearl Jam.
Hey, can I plug my after party?
Go for it.
At Epstein Bar tonight.
Nice.
After my show, the premiere of the Ellis Mania on Fuel TV.
What time's the show on?
10 p.m. all around America. Sorry, Canada.
Check out.
You.
Don't miss Jason on that show. And thanks for coming down and sitting in with us, Jason.
Thank you, everybody.
Sal, you got anything?
Yeah, after all the dick today, send me some pussy pictures at Governale Sal at Twitter. Governale Sal at Twitter. Lots of vagina. Please help me out.
And by pussy, he means black cock.
No, yeah. I don't.
Go to BabaBooey.com and go to the photo section to see something very fun and cool.
Benji.
I'm on Twitter, Bronk, B-R-O-N-K, Bronk.
Shuley.
DVD's available at JewGoneWild.com, and I'll be doing Ellis' show tomorrow afternoon and Brewer show Friday.
I'm going to kick him.
And Steve Brandano's...
Around the world. Then up your block.
It's time for America to wake up!
No more bullshit.
This is it.
It's a revolution.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Ralph Howard. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The cocks were out in Studio 69 in a painful contest involving clamps. Skateboarder Jason Ellis, Sal the stockbroker, and then George Takei. It's Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
Can we get a photo?
Bravo, bravo. Well done.
Yeah, well I wish I could say the same.
Sirius XM radio personality Jason Ellis and Stern Show announcer George Takei meeting up in the hallway after their nipple clamp encounter. Howard Stern had George take off the nipple clamps Jason put on for his penis competition with Sal Governale. Jason won over Sal. As for Jason's pride,
the only thing I did feel I remember is when both his hand, one hand was under the balls and the other one was stroking my shaft. I closed my eyes and I did feel a wave of emotions come on, like I might start crying.
George said he needed to hold on to Jason's penis to make sure it wouldn't hurt when he removed the clamps. George was very impressed.
You should display your assets more publicly.
Well, if the radio show flops, it'll come out.
So, will there be repercussions from Wednesday's event? George's husband Brad got upset over Tuesday morning's kiss from Stern Show writer Benji Bronk and tweeted he was going to withhold Sunday sex.
I'm going to have to talk to him.
Well, you know, from yesterday, he said Sunday was out. So, I don't know, the whole week may be gone now.
I wonder if my wife's going to be mad at me for getting jacked
off. Yeah, right.
Shouldn't
be worried.
I don't think
she knows you well enough.
Jason and George then exchanged Twitter names.
Are you on Twitter, George?
I am.
We should be Twitter friends.
And there you have it, a new friendship, all in the name of Howard Stern.
I have no problem with getting jacked off for Howard Stern.
Lisa G., Howard 100 News.